ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live at 6/10/2021. And you got Iran warships in the Atlantic. Very interesting. Very interesting. Because, you see, they could launch, too. U.S. General says China hiking military capability at very serious rate. Pentagon speeds up effort to counter. Havana Syndrome. Listen, the Havana Syndrome, the microwave bursts, all that stuff. Satellite-directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact negatively the neurophysiological template. I've been telling you about this for years. This thing all over the United States and all over the world, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, it is getting to be widespread. There are so many things that are going on that are going too fast or that are negative or just totally out of control that it is too much to almost to look or to see all of it. So consequently, what many people do is to just get the brain freeze, you know? Cognitive dissonance. That means when you got too many stimuli, when you got too much stuff going on, all this kind of thing, you go, oh, I'm shutting down, I'm going to, none of it's happened, I'm just going to go over here and get out of the way. You see, like denial, the river in Egypt. Well, anyway, I'll tell you what. The Russians are supposed to test either today or tomorrow. I don't know if they tested or not. Their Sarmat, their hypersonic ICBM, to let Red China Joe, the $10 a gallon man, don't you know, who says that the Russian Sarmat ICBM, the hypersonic, that can reach anywhere on the planet, you know, from the planet and reach the United States in less than 5 minutes. Oh, that's not a problem. It's climate change, you see. Climate change. So we are just about ready to say, put a fork in and it's done. But we cannot do that because, you see, here's the deal. We've got to stand for the Lord Jesus. We've got to stand against the evil. We've got to stand for our families and protect our homes, our property. And it's getting totally attacked from all directions. The schools are being attacked with the young people, and they're teaching them that If they're a certain color, if they're white or Caucasian, then they're evil, destructive, racists and scumbags, you see. Martin Luther King's speech, which I thought was always a good speech, let us not be judged by the color of our skin, but by the character of our heart, you know, in our heart, you know. And what we do. Meanwhile, I just want to say this. Brother Steve Quayle is having, starting tomorrow, his Extinction Protocol streaming event for 2 days, Friday and Saturday, the 11th and 12th. If you want to get signed up for that, you could go to stevequayle.com right now. Go over to the banner and click on it, okay? Go on over to the banner and click on it, or go to Gen6.com, Gen6, GenSix.com, and click on it. But I think if you just go to stevequayle.com, click on the banner, you'll go take you right to it, and then you can still sign up. You can also order the DVDs, you know, if you can't do the streaming, you can order the DVDs for it as well. But I'm going to tell you, just like some of the last ones that Steve's done in Branson, the last streaming one, the last one he did in Branson, every time, it's like after that, something huge changes, and it's never going to be the same again because Brother Quail is also bringing out a lot of information about the aliens, about the Luciferian aliens, scumbag, fallen angels, and the aliens that were tied up with the artifacts they've been finding in Mexico with the Aztecs and other people. And that this whole deal about, you know, a revealing of the, you know, the coming back of the fallen angels or the coming of the aliens, which they will say, oh, well, this is heralding the coming of the Lord, you know, the returning, and we are here to help you, and whatever it's going to be, there's going to be great delusion. And I'm going to tell you, in the midst of all the great delusion, we got a drought you cannot believe. This drought that's in all the western states and coming on into the Great Plains is just incredibly bad. If you think about it, it is, I believe, let me think about it. I've seen a fact on this. Let's see. During the past 20 years, the amount of territory in the West considered to be suffering for an exceptional drought has never, ever gone higher than 11% until now, which now the number is sitting at about 27% of the entire Western United States is basically in a substantial or an exceptional drought, and we have what is basically a mega drought. Now, we know that we've been keeping, and there's a map that depicts all of this. I mean, you can see it. The really red, dark red places are in California, Nevada, Utah. Utah is just really bad. Arizona, Colorado, Montana, parts of the Dakotas. And then in the middle, it's a little better, but there are spots in the Great Plains, what I call the Great Plains, more from, say, eastern Colorado, southern Nebraska to middle Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri. And then some other areas that are like in Arkansas and down in Texas, different places, have been having floods, tremendous amounts of stuff and water. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there are other places throughout the country that are in scenarios that are just also really dry, but they're in the midst of a state that's, say, not really dry. So in terms of that, you've got to look at what this means. What it means is that you've got livestock. Livestock, they're being sold off. All right. Ranchers are selling off their cattle and all of their other livestock like crazy, all right? And the farmers are idling hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres. Well, now, what does that mean? That could mean lettuce, carrots, tomatoes, peppers, almonds, citrus fruits, all kind of different things. All kind of vegetables of every type. You need to think about having some kind of a garden, and I will tell you something else. Get yourself a Meyer lemon tree. M-E-Y-E-R lemon tree. And put it in your household. You can keep it outside when it's warm. Water it nice. Do a little fertilizer to it, but keep it, and that will give you citrus fruits. During the winter, put it in a nice sunny window, and I've known those, the Meyer lemon, and then there's also an orange tree, and I've known somebody for years that has been taking lemons off the tree in the middle of, December and whatever, and using them. That's vitamin C. And the fact is, you'd better start storing water. I was looking at water and different stuff. I was reading a prep magazine, that kind of stuff. They have the articles. And they're saying, water is twofold. You can store it And you know, you can get bottled water, which I recommend getting some bottled water and getting a lot. You can store it for a number of years. If you don't do it in those years, you can run it through the other factor, which is like a Berkey filter. There's Berkey, there's Sawyer, there's all different ones, Pure, all different kind of ones. But I'm telling you, if you go the Berkey route with the black Berkey filters, they're taking out about 99% of all chemicals. And also, a lot of the radiation, they also take out the viruses, the bacteria, and the protozoas, and all of the different, you know, waterborne bad stuff. And you can run it through. I've had, for years also, in the barrels, you know, 50-gallon drum, you know, the blue barrels, I've had the water. I also put in those a large amount of the aerobic, like 7, or the, you know, kind of treatment that will keep the water from growing bacteria and stuff in it as you store it. But you can better believe I'm going to bring it back out. I'm going to run it through the Berkey before I ever drink it or use it, or boil it just as well. But you need to be storing water and then also having a water filtration system of a fairly large quantity, like a Berkey Light, is not that bad in terms of price. And you can get them, and then they get extra of the black Berkey filters. You can also get bigger Berkeys, the Royal Berkeys, all the different sizes of the stainless steel ones. Get those, but I also think you should have something for your pack. I've always had a Katadyn Combi. A Katadyn Combi has a little bit of the charcoal filtration, and it will do several thousands of gallons of water, and it can go on my backpack. But I would still, if I bugged out, I would still find a way to take the Berkeys. Let me tell you, I would still take it. And if you don't bug out, and a lot of people are saying, you know, I'm going to wait till the Lord tells me, and a lot of people are looking at it differently. I don't know as if I've got a place to go, you know. There are all kind of places to go if you go a lot of miles. Now, I have expedient places I could go that are, say, within 50 miles. But I think you get beyond 100 unless you're fighting, you may not get there. So if you're not there now or getting ready to go, then I don't know. It may be the best place that the Lord Jesus wants you to be is where you're at now and to defend it. But whatever you can do, pray to the Lord Jesus and ask him for a direct answer to your question. Make it succinct and then wait for the answer. Now, there's all kind of stuff with this drought. You know, it reflects on the food supply. And you got all kind of problems with that. And it's as it goes worse. You know, the fact is, you're starting, you know, we had the Oroville Dam and all of that a number of years ago. They were putting rain on it and putting rain on it and putting rain on it to try to blow the dam. Now they seem to be wanting to do the opposite and drain it all out. Drain Lake Mead out. Cause mass migrations, that kind of stuff. Well, if they were smart, in California, you got a Pacific Ocean. Oregon, you got a Pacific Ocean. Washington State, you got a Pacific Ocean. Why don't you build quickly build these, you know, desalinization plants? You could do desalinization plants by the millions of gallons and push the millions of gallons into the desert if you want, or into the reservoir. You desalinate the water. There are individual desalinization kits. If you live on a coastline or the Gulf Coast or, you know, wherever there's salt water, East Coast, West Coast, Arctic, or now you got Indian and Atlantic and, you know, all the different oceans. Now you've got the Arctic Ocean and the Antarctic Southern Ocean, all right? So you better get ready, and there are small desalinization kits. Look it up. Type portable personal desalinization, water desalinization kits, into a search engine that's not Google, all right? So the ranchers are selling off their cattle. What's that going to do? We already had a herd that we've told you about for here the last few years. The herd was at 1950 or 52 levels when we had a population in the United States of about 140 million. And the herd of beef was the same as it was then as it was now when we had maybe closer to 350 million. So the price goes way up. It's still going up. Now they hacked this JBS. It was very interesting to see in my own area. I went to the stores and I tried to get some extra because it's just going up anyway. But I talked with the butchers here. They were not involved in the store that I go to. One of the stores I go to a couple different ones. But the one store I go to was not affected by it because they buy almost all of their meat products from local sources in and around the metropolitan area here of Kansas City. Whether it be Missouri or on the Kansas side, they go and they've got ranches and farms and stuff. And they have, they buy the beef. You know, it comes in fresh and all that. They do all of that. Not all of it. I mean, there's other products that come in from other places, but by and large, most of the stuff in their counter that they're, you know, butchering on site in the stores and stuff is all done from local beef. They were not affected by it in terms of supply. Also pork and also in chickens. A lot of it comes locally. Eggs, a large portion of the eggs come locally. But that doesn't always mean that it's going to be available. Because at a certain point in time, the powers that be will step in and try to interdict all food and push it towards their own warehouse and their own uses to try to hold you under the gun. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen, to stand and ask the Lord Jesus for extra strength, for intelligence, and the ability to react quickly to all the things happening in the world so that you might prepare your family and your home and your friends and your family for what is to come. And to stand against the evil that wants to come and to take you away or throw you into the hoosegow or the jail or the concentration camp and to steal all of your goods. And to take your children and to take them and pervert them and change them into weirdo flip-floppers and all kind of crazy sexual deviant stuff, all right, or that they hate themselves because they're a certain color and, you know, all of those kind of ideas. It's being rejected to a great degree whether you're black, Hispanic, white, Asian. And when they say white, I mean, you got all kind of different people, different nations, you know. English, French, German, Irish, you know, all the different things, Italian, whatever. Scandinavian, all those different things. But you see, you've got Asians. They don't want all of this crud. All this crap. They want an opportunity to come and work hard and to get ahead and to have the American dream. And that's precisely what Red China and Red China Joe, who they gave his son allegedly $1.45 billion, don't you know? And then the Red Chinese are popping up with all the stealth fighter planes that look just exactly like our F-22 Raptors and F-35s. Oh, well, who gave them then? Was it Obama? Did Obama trade that for some more debt being bought? Of course he did. Allegedly. Fauci, who's he working for? Allegedly, he works for the powers that be. The Illuminati, the fallen angel directed New World Order scumbag international bankers, politicians, military and intelligence people, and religious, giant religious people all over this planet who are worshiping Lucifer the Lightbringer and want to take your life and destroy it, who want to reduce the population of planet Earth. Population planet Earth, no more than 500 million in perpetuity and harmony, etc. It's on the Georgia Guidestones. They're wanting to kill everybody. You'll see the exploits, the stuff that is getting ready to happen. We'll be all talked about at Brother Quayle's Extinction Protocols. The protocols are now going in. The extinction protocols are being done. They've got robot warriors. They got drones. They got all kind of stuff. They got the loony balloons watching you and controlling weather. There are also at least 72 other types of ionospheric heaters across the planet that Brother Quayle found a number of years back that coincided with the 72 goetic demons. This weather control stuff has been going on for a long time. The Russians were able to do it. I remember the winters in the 70s, 76, 77, and then once again about 81 or 82, I think it was, where we had in the Midwest, we had like 90 below chill factors and actual minus 20 degree below, you know, 20 degree below zero temperatures. And I remember going out in the middle of the night every two hours to start my vehicle in a parking lot at an apartment building I lived in to make sure and warm the engine up for a half an hour, 30 minutes. All the different stuff that's going on back then, and then also the heat and the heat things that have been going on for a number of years. But it's all been different. Now we've had hurricanes, haven't we? And it's not climate change necessarily. A certain portion of it is, but there are all kind of energies coming in because we're in a spot where this cosmic energy comes right down through onto the earth. But the enhancement is being done by the Illuminati, by the fallen angels, and using their technologies to mess with the weather, mess with the crops, to flood the Midwest a few years ago and kill all the beef and kill the pork, kill the chickens, kill the ducks, kill the geese, wash out the crops. And it remains interesting because the wheat crop so far, the wheat crop in the center, in the grain belts, the wheat belts in the center of the United States, is so far, it looks like it's going to come in okay, unless they do something to ruin it now, all right? North Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, on up into Nebraska, a little bit of South Dakota, a little bit of North Dakota, and then into Canada. That area of the wheat is probably going to be okay, except for portions of eastern Montana and western North Dakota. The wheat's not going to necessarily be good. It's going to be dry, but at least it's not flooded. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the true time to stand up, be awake, and to be alive. And you know something I'm going to tell you? If you repent of your sins and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart, to be your Savior, you'll have everlasting life with Him in heaven. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. The Fauci scenario, what is he doing? He worked for, and now they're tying him in not only with the development, as I've talked to you about the SARS, and back in the days he was also hated because of certain things with the HIV. And how then this COVID-2, the COVID SARS novel coronavirus 2, COVID-19, how when they look at it, there's portions, at least two portions of the HIV virus were inserted into it. And now they're talking about, there's also, Fauci is then being tied into human chimera genetic experiments, where they take portions of a baby, scrape off a baby's leg or something, and then they graft it onto the scalp of this one or that one or the other one. And so they're doing the fallen angel tech. I remember Steve Quayle's book, Angel Wars, and all of those things, those phantasmorgic, all of the griffins and the mixed animals and mixed humans and animals and all the stuff, the centaurs, all of the different things. All that stuff was real. The fallen angels are back. And I'm going to tell you what, you better get ready to fight them. Now, I'll tell you, I can tell you one thing right now. I know of at least some people who are the best parents they could ever be. And I know that you got like people like Road and Track taking Muay Thai. Young men, I mean young, nice young men, learning Muay Thai with their dad. Why? Because he wants to make sure that they can continue to protect the family as we go down the thing, and that they can protect themselves from harm in the world or in school or whatever. It's not meant that you got it to where you're just going to go out and beat people up. No, it's meant to defend yourself against evil. So I'm telling you, what a wonderful thing. If you can, if you have the ability to do so, or if you can't take them and have somebody to teach you, then if you know boxing, or if you know wrestling, or if you know karate, or taekwondo, or tai chi, or whatever it might be, or just good old fancy, gutter type fighting, tough guy fighting, kicking, scratching, gouging, popping in the nose, grabbing around the neck, whatever it might be. World War II kind of OSS, Devil's Brigada, the mountain troops out of Montana that O'Neill taught, the Fairburn and Sykes and the Rex Applegate. My old man, I think, took some stuff from Applegate at one point in time. Because I know that he could do stuff with like a billy club with a string on it, and he could take that and flip it around and flip it and throw it down to the ground and hit a guy running and knock his legs out. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, what's about to come onto this planet is just going to just scare a whole lot of people, but I'm going to tell you the trick to get rid of the fear is to be with the true Commander-in-Chief, Lord Jesus, and to have the relationship with Him and our Father in Heaven, you see. And that if you have Lord Jesus as your Savior, even if you're to lose your life, you know that you're going to be in heaven with Him and have an everlasting life. It removes the fear. You remove the fear that way because you know where you're going to go. It's not up in the air. You know where you're going to go. And if you make a mistake here and there, don't add up every little mistake. Repent if you can and tell Lord Jesus, hey, help me out. Wash me clean. Bring my sin level out of the way and clean it off. There's power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. Power in the blood of Jesus. But we need to be learning how to fight. We need to be learning how to shoot the firearm. All right? We need to learn how to grow some vegetables, to grow the fruit trees. You could plant right now, and a year or two from now, in the midst of the Great Tribulation, if it's starting now, if we're in the beginning of sorrows per Lord Jesus, Matthew 24, what he said, the beginning of sorrows, then it's conceivable that the Great Tribulation is pretty quickly coming. You could plant a dwarf apple tree or fruit tree that will blossom and give you fruit 2 years down the road. The Meyer lemon tree, the orange tree, the different stuff you can do and plant that are perennial will be with you. Plant them in a container. Try them that way, but put them somewhere where they will be available to you. If you've got a bug out, plant one or two there. The Johnny Appleseed idea. I'm not kidding. And you need to shop if you're going to do it. Incidentally, it's not a normal time. It's not a normal time. Say, Lord Jesus, I pray that you will help me to react much more quickly to any events in the world and to give me the download of information, Lord, that allows me to prepare and to see what is going on quickly so that I may react to it and position my family in position of true sanctuary that you would provide, Lord Jesus, and to stand me up and to stand anybody up that you wish to be with me to stand in the gap against the evil and against these alien races that are going to come from outer space, against any of those that are in the riot mode or coming from the government in a martial law to take you out, to grab you, to kill you, to take your family and all of your goods, your house from you. We're already seeing, allegedly, I read the article that even BlackRock and large hedge fund groups and investment groups are going in certain areas and buying up all the housing, outbidding people just to buy up the housing, particularly a lot of it on the coastlines and the different stuff. And what they're going to do, I thought about that. You know, allegedly, BlackRock allegedly had some high percentage of investment of red Chinese money in it at one point. Not controlling interest, but a large percentage interest. And I thought to myself, oh, maybe they're buying these houses up so they can provide housing to the red Chinese generals and colonels and admirals and different politicians who will be coming over here in hands across the water to help the United States, you see. Or they're just going to keep them and have them, and you're going to be a peasant, and if you do what they want you to do, if you worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, if you've got the vax and the next vax and the other vax and this vax and that vax, and magnets stick to your arm, and it's all going throughout your system, and they've got you to where they're going to kill you, and it's going to either die from something in a few years from all of this poison that's in the body. You don't understand it, then you need to read it, and you get on a search engine, and you say, what is the, you know, the magnetic arm deal with the vaccine? What are the different factors that you can read up on? Dr. McCullough, Dr. Mikvitz, all kind of different people. Sherry Tenpenny, the guy, Byram, what's his name? Byram, the Canadian guy. Byram Brandel or whatever. I mean, there's all kind of people out there that are telling you that, the spike protein that was in the vaccine is now, they're telling your body, the messenger RNA, telling your DNA that when they see a spike protein, they're telling them to manufacture the spike protein. And then when you see that, you're going to create the cytokine or cytokine storm, the immune rush, the great immune attack against the foreign object. And they're going to use these spike proteins in the future to put new viruses in there. And then at that point in time, you're going to see H1N03, I believe, is a new bird-type flu that the Chinese are already reporting, that a human has got that. H5N1 or H15N1, whatever, all the different N1s. And we've bought this for a number of years. Back when there was the big presentation on the radio station up in the northern Montana. When all kind of people came together there, Steve Quayle and I also did hours on the show from remotes. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but if you just read the Bible, you're seeing that it's going by the book. But you need to read it. You need to read it to your children and to your grandchildren, the other parts of your family. Because I'm saying it to you one more time. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And our Father who art in heaven gave his only begotten Son to give you a chance to get out of the way of all the sin that has been done. And to give you a chance at everlasting life with them in heaven. And it is real. But you see, most people can't understand that it's real. Most people don't believe it. Most people, including most of the pastors and most of the priests and all of that, don't even believe it. Because they have no personal experience with it. The experience is a direct relationship between you and Lord Jesus, let me tell you. And if you repent, you ask him to come into your heart, to be your Savior, and you're sincere, you're going to start to see him wash you clean. It's going to be magnificent. And yeah, you can still sidetrack and misstep, but he's going to stick with you. Once you're with him and he's with you, you know where you're going to go. Then it's the most marvelous thing. Then if you add preparation, you see, preparing by getting water filtration, purification, water storage is important. You need to get some smaller containers. I believe the 5 gallons and the 15 gallons are better than the 50s. You can get the water blocks where you can stack them up. Fantastic. And then get some of that aerobic 7. Get some of that, those different oxygenating products where you can add it to the water in the barrel and it will keep for 5-7 years, keep it from happening. The bad stuff from growing in there. But then even if you still got that water, you can run it through the Berkeys or the Pures or the Katadynes or whatever it is you got. You can boil it. And then use it again. Now, how much water do you need? Well, a minimum of a gallon a day per person is what they say. A gallon a day minimum. For all uses. But if you add a little bit more, nobody in any crisis has ever complained that they had too much water stored. Or too much water available, fresh water available to them, have they? But if you really took it out, extrapolated, and you said, oh, well, how long is the Great Tribulation supposed to be? 3.5 years? If you really extrapolate it out, if you had the ability to have a large portion of water, maybe a year's supply, that would be something at least. And then if you lived on the coast, if you had a desalinization thing, if you also had the other filtration systems, and if there ever is any rain or any lakes or any rivers still, then by golly, we'll have the ability to have some fresh water and to tote it around. But you've got to act now to get what you can in order to do that. And as always, if you can only get one or two more bottles of water or gallons of water, then put it away. Put it back in a clean, you know, dark place that's nice and cool if possible. If you can, and however you can get one, you need to get, if you can, at least a Berkey filtration system or a Katadyn or a Pure or a Sawyer or whatever it might be. But you got to get something that will take out viruses, bacteria, parasites, protozoas, etc., and also to take out chemicals and radiation, at least a large portion of the radiation. So figure out how to do that. And then if you can only get food, one more can or two more cans of chunky soup or Progresso soup a week. I had a Progresso beef barley soup last night with a piece of homemade bread. Delicious. Incredibly delicious. Very nutritious. But if you've got chickens, if you've got you got a cow, you can milk cow, you got, you know, goats or whatever, if you've got it, you need to start really making sure that you've got enough feed or possibly feed for them. And also don't forget your dog or your cat. Man's best friend, the dog or whatever. If you do not have dog food for them, dry dog food or canned or whatever it is you're going to feed them. If you have not included them, you've got to figure out that you're not going to be able to see them with you. And they will either have to release them for them to forage on their own, and then you're going to see dog packs, wild dog packs like you can't believe. They'll hunt like wolves. Coyotes, they'll hunt in large packs. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. And let me tell you something. It just seems like it gets, you know, all the time. It's just harder for me as well. But if you can, keep Old Hawk in the game. Keep me hitting the shins and the head of the Lucy with the ball bat. Throwing the Louisville Slugger right between his eyes. Striking blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. And secondarily, warning the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, of what is to come and how to possibly prepare. And those were the two charges I was given when I was recruited to go to work. I was recruited by an archangel who showed me that dimension, and I can hear the singing, the most beautiful singing of angels, and looking right there through like a window, but being sort of involved in that space as well, able to hear, see, smell, taste, touch, you know, through that area to see that level of heaven where those angels were at, the archangels, and to look over there and to see some of the toughest individuals you've ever wanted to see, but in a winged fashion. They don't have to appear with wings all the time, but they can have wings in heaven, you see. I'm telling you, you get recruited into that, and then at this point in time, it's now been 17 years, and I wasn't even on the radio or anything then. I was recruited. And then within a few weeks, Brother Quayle, he had a word in the, while he was taking a shower. He always said the Lord always talks to him when he takes a shower. And he said, you know that guy that always, you know, emails you or writes you a letter and different stuff? Why don't you have him on as a guest? And then here I am. And then at a certain point, Steve changed over and gave the two nights of his show, gave them to me, and he had stated that basically Hawk understands the widespread knowledge of all the different things that I've been talking about. And I've listened to Steve for years and years and years. And I'm going to tell you, you better go and keep listening to him. SteveQuayle.com, Gen6.com, Extinction Protocols, the new streaming thing. But get the books also. Steve has got a special. I believe you buy two of his books, you get a third one free. I don't know if that's still current, but go to stevequayle.com or call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you, and that you're interested in getting books. Because if you get those books, it's a different experience when you have a book to hold on to or to hide, or if the computers no longer work and Kindle is not there, or the DVD or the CD-ROM doesn't play, you see? The fact of the matter is that a book, you can preserve it and keep it, you know, clean and keep it dry and in a pack, you know, and you'll have information for the next generation and the next generation. Because, you see, this thing could go on for some time. The, you know, 3.5 years of great tribulation, but we don't know exactly the day or the hour or the timing of it all. But, you see, ladies and gentlemen, that in and of itself tells you you need to be prepared, you see. Needs to be prepared, you see. Because you don't know. So every little bit you can add to the game, every little bit that you can add for yourself. But if you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, I appreciate it. Anything, Federal Reserve note, silver dollar, silver dime, ounce of silver, a little bit of gold, whatever it might be, or a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Now, ladies and gentlemen, with this drought, with all this stuff, and with Fauci and all of the NIH and all the stuff he did, this guy needs to be arrested like a Joseph Mengele, in the opinion of many. They're talking about firing him, but why don't you request that he presents himself and that he's arrested and that you investigate him for crimes against humanity? They funded certain doctors, the Wuhan doctor, the Bat Lady, and other doctors, including one from allegedly North Carolina. They funded them in putting together and juicing up, as Rand Paul said, juicing up an animal virus to make it easier for a human to get, or to make it more deadly. I've told you for years, since 2005, how the Red Chinese were down in Berea, Kentucky, right in the middle of all the big caves down there in Kentucky in the mountains down there. And they were working on doing stuff, and I guarantee you that right after that, they started to see white nose syndrome in the bats in the caves all over the United States. But they were doing stuff at that period with all kind of biological weapons and research. And then Fauci funded through the NIH, NIAID, or whatever his little portion of it is. And they funded the North Carolina guy, the Wuhan people, and others. And then once there was a law that said you cannot do the gain-of-function research in the United States, they then moved it to Wuhan, China. Then I tell you, I think that the fallen angel types, the Illuminati, the New World Order crowd, decided that it was time for the extinction protocols to start to happen? And now we got the Russians with the hypersonic missiles. The Chinese got their new stealth planes on their carriers. They're talking loud and proud about destroying the United States. And now the defense secretary concerned over Iranian ships carrying arms to Venezuela. They've been doing it for years, General! SecDef Hybrid or whatever your name is. They've been doing it for years. We reported on it for years. Back when Chavez was buying guns from the Russians like crazy and the Iranians were going back and forth and there were planes, Iranian airlines, North Korean planes going back and forth into Venezuela. And that if you recall, we even reported back in the old days about how there was a nuclear device that was loose. And that they were up in the jungles up there in what I believe it was Venezuela-Colombian border kind of an area. And that somebody went in, the MMV and some people went in and took out whoever did nest search in that area, went into that jungle and took that out. And we've had all kind of water under the bridge since then, including another coup d'etat against the sitting president that then they stole an election for, and that is the FBI, the CIA, the EIEIOs. So none of this is going to go back in the box. The genie, the djinn, you see. The giant djinn is already out of the bottle, isn't it? So you had better be prepared on an individual basis. And the fear is reduced when you make that commitment with Lord Jesus, that he'll come into your heart to be your Savior. The fear reduces and begins to reduce starting then. And the more you get immersed in the Word, the more you pray, as Jesus told you to pray to him, either the Lord's Prayer or how to pray a prayer to him. Anything you ask in my name, I will do. John 14. Read John 14 to your children tonight. Show them the marvelous gift that the Lord Jesus said. If you want to have Lord Jesus manifest himself to you in John 14 of the King James, at least, I don't know the other version, he tells you what to do and he'll manifest himself to you. You'll get to see him. I want you to understand that I'm trying to still be here after all these years and to try to let you know that the fear goes down when you're with the Lord Jesus and he's with you and you're with him and you know it. And you know where you're going to go if you were to die or to lose your life fighting or in some kind of a problem on this planet. And that another portion of it gets reduced the more that you're able to prepare to put back water, to put back food, to have a firearm or to defend your property, to defend your family with sufficient ammunition to protect your family and your home. Oh, I can't find them. Huh? Go out and make a bigger effort to find different stuff locally and then online. And I'm not as big a fan online because I can still find things locally. But I also started years ago. So if you've been listening here a long time, you're just now starting, then that's okay too. Then go ahead and start. It all begins with one step, one in front of the other, you know. So you get one little bit, and I would get water and food, handle that first. Medical supplies. Now, what do you mean by medical supplies, Hawk? Well, you can go up to Holly Deo's site, you know, at standdeo.com and go to Holly's area. She's got a whole list of medical stuff, or you can get her Dare to Prepare book or other books that give you that information that list all those different things. Another book that's great is No Such Thing as Doomsday. Philip L. Hoag, H-O-A-G, with Arlene R. Hoag. So you're going to need, and I think there's going to be additional biological weapons used against them. Now, there's a good thing. I just saw a headline. Governor Parsons in Missouri will sign a Second Amendment bill declaring federal gun laws invalid in the state of Missouri. All right. God bless you, Governor Parsons. Sign it on up, man. Sign it on up. I'm going to tell you, don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. You stand for the Lord Jesus. You stand for your family, for your Bill of Rights. Protect yourself, your friends, your family. If you're led and the Lord leads you to bug out, then do it. But don't go because somebody told you it's better here, better there. Do your own research and ask the Lord in prayer to direct your, you know, actions. I'm going to tell you, the other thing that will remove fears and stuff is information. Having the how-to books. Having for your children encyclopedias and dictionaries and textbooks where you can teach them math and history and the true history and geometry and geography, and so that they will know what is there. If you know about electrical engineering, then teach them some of that. If you know about carpentry or electricity, or if you're a plumber, teach them that. If you're a gunsmith, teach them how to fix a gun. Give them some kind of a skill set for the future. Show them how to build something. But don't go into the Luciferian knife without a fight. Mighty men and women of valor. You're back from space. Many of you are, I believe, and you're still in orbit somewhere. Use your high technology to strike foes against the enemy of the Lord Jesus and the United States. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. See? Mickey the Pool, Mickey, stay on the optics, baby. Keep him out of fight without the optics. An old road and track. Brother T. All of your plan. Little Liv. Truce.